Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live. Let me go ahead and go live on Instagram. Let me make sure we're live on all different platforms. Let's go. We're live. Today, if this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Today, we're talking about marketing and how it's just more than sales. It's more than making money. It's more than just communication. See, understanding marketing helps us identify and place us in a different way that will help us later on in life. See, I'm diving deep today because we have to understand what marketing really is. If not only we're using social media, we're using to have a business, we have to understand what goes on behind marketing, making sales, making money, and understand the not only the terminology but the purpose behind marketing, behind communication, behind productivity. We have to understand everything, especially if we're going into business. So if this is your first time here, make sure you leave a comment below. Drop down where you're from. Let me know where you're tagging, jumping in from, joining from. Because today we are talking about marketing. Marketing I found very interesting. Because over time, I'm learning that when you put yourself out there, you're telling a story. And when you tell a story, you're able to relate to others. And when you're able to relate to others, now you're able to market. So let me go ahead and write this on the board. Let me go ahead and position this board to where y'all can see it. Because even though I'm going to write it down, I just want to be clear, be sure that y'all are able to see this. Hold on, give me a second. Let me write this down. Marketing is more than sales. Marketing is more than sales. Marketing is more than sales. Now, if this is your first time here, I like to look up definitions just so we can have an idea and an understanding of what the terminology actually is. So I'm going to look up the terminology, and I'm going to share my screen. As I'm sharing my screen, I'm going to show what the meaning of marketing actually is. So let me go to Google, and I'm going to type in google.com and go to marketing definition. And if you're listening to this, go to YouTube. No, if you're listening to this, just type in marketing definition on Google, and then I will read it out loud just so we can have an understanding of what it is, the purpose behind it of it in business. So, marketing. Here we go. We hear definition of marketing. It says the activity or business of promoting and selling products or service, including market research and advertising. So let me come back to the screen. Hold on. Let me come back. So understanding that definition, that terminology, let me just break it down a little bit more. Marketing is gaining awareness so people and individuals can see what this product actually is. And by advertising, you're marketing. By having a marketing plan, you're creating a process behind what you are doing. Once you create a process behind what you are doing, now you can push it out to others as willing to see, listen, and watch what you have to put out to the world. So when you put out to the world, you're marketing. When you communicate with others, you're marketing. When you share your story, you're marketing. Yesterday, I came across this. I was in class, in this macroeconomic class. My buddy, he was like, man, all them stories ain't calls for. It may just tell me the information, just tell me the facts, just tell me what we need to learn, and then just send us on our way. And then I just thought about it. I was like, to be honest, I understand the concept. I understand what you are saying. But the stories is what makes the point even stronger. The stories is what makes the relatability even better. Because I give you another prime example. Steve Jobs, when he tells stories, it's to the most simplest, easiest way where anyone can understand it. Even though he is no longer around, his company, Apple, has been here for ages because he's able to tell stories, connect with others, and keep it simple. So now the beautiful has changed. Now the CEO of Apple is Tim Cook. So now Tim Cook has to be able to tell stories. So I remember this one time I was watching this video with not Tim Cook, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs. I don't know why my mind is blank. I was watching this video with Steve Jobs one time, and he was describing that when you tell stories in a way that people will understand it, your marketing will be more impactful because people can see and understand what you're talking about. And so he did a video, or not necessarily a video, he did a graduation speech. He did a graduation speech, and he was explaining the four steps of success. And so he told three different stories within the time that he was speaking, within the 12 minutes. And the stories that he told was so phenomenal because it was something that he has experienced. It's something that he experienced as he was growing up. And even though he was growing up, he held on to them lessons. He held on to them stories. Them stories is what tells and sells, because when you connect with others, now you're marketing. Now you're not only connecting with others, you're connecting in the way that you help others see what you are speaking about. See, marketing is then sales. That's crazy. Is more. There we go. Marketing is more than sales, because we have to learn how to tell stories behind what we are doing, behind what we have been through, and the lessons that we have endured, or not necessarily endured, but have learned. You're so intelligent. I love how you broke down the definition. I appreciate it. Beautiful and change. and so when I started to tell stories and share my experience of what I've been through, it was difficult for me, because at first I was just sharing a story about my divorce. Even though I went through my divorce, every video that I made, it was about my divorce. That, even though that's a form of marketing, because I'm able to connect with others from other people that has been through a divorce, it made my page and my appearance feel so depressed, because I wasn't telling other stories on top of what I've been through, other experience of what I've learned from, and other timing, and other different places in time that I can tell that I went through. So when I started to really understand what social media was, what marketing actually is, it taught me that I need to have multiple different stories of my life. I need to have different experiences of my life, because my life is a journey itself. If I'm able to tell a compelling story and have a point right behind the story, now the story makes sense, because I'm sharing my experience. Now I'm sharing what I've been through, what I've learned. Recently, I just had a head injury. I don't know if you can see this right here. I had a head injury. And when I had a head injury when I was working out, I busted it. Like that sounded weird. When I hit my head, it started bleeding. And once it started bleeding, I'm like, oh crap, now we gotta go to the hospital. But the fact I hit my head, started bleeding, it taught me one, check the machine. Check it, make sure everything is secure. Two, what is the lesson behind this? Everything that we go through, there's a lesson behind it. Marketing is identifying what that lesson is and sharing a story with others. So when I start to understand what marketing really was, now I want to go through different and multiple different experiences, because now I'm able to learn and craft a story around it and put a point behind the story. See, the point of this story was that even though you go through a hard time, even though you experience something that's painful, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world. If you overcome the pain, So now I'm learning how to overcome the pain, how to overcome what I've been through, because now I'm learning more about marketing. People just don't want to hear about one particular thing. Individuals want to hear about different things, see things, and learn in a different way that will help others grow. See, marketing is more than sales because you have to be good at telling stories. Hold on, let me write that down. Good at storytelling. Good at storytelling. Storytelling. There we go. What a word. And you have to be good at storytelling, because when you're able to share what you have been through, what you have witnessed, what you have learned, now you're able to market. Now you're able to effectively communicate, because it's something that you have went through. It's something that you have experienced, and it's something that you have learned and grew from. Marketing is understanding that your experience would not break you. It will only make you better once you are able to tell it in a way where others can really hear it, understand, and learn from it. So the reason why storytelling is so important, because oftentimes we're telling our life in a different way, because now we're giving all the details rather than having the story from start to middle to end and having a point behind it. See, we don't want to tell a story where it's so long and it's so boring and to have all the details and information and facts in it. Because when we're sharing our story, now someone that's listening, they get disconnected, because there's no reason of me telling this long story. And so when I had to really learn is that, I remember I paid for this coaching call to teach me how to tell stories. And this gentleman that I was working with, that he was coaching me on, he said, the example that he used, he said, you would never squeeze an orange and get tomato out of it. I'm like, bro, what does that even mean? What does that even mean? You never squeeze an orange to get a tomato out of it. Yeah, you're squeezing the orange. So, yeah, you're not going to get a tomato out of it or tomato juice out of it. And he explained it. He was like, the reason why I just said it that particular way is because when you understand who you are, when you're squeezed and under pressure, you are going to come out. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter what you have been through, the real you will show up. The real you will show up because you're under pressure. You're under pressure that you don't know how to handle. You're in pain that you haven't dealt with before. You're going through experience that's going to teach you, and it's going to make you better over time. And so when he said that, he broke it down a little bit further. He gave me a story. So mind you, as I'm on this call, it was a Zoom coaching call, and I'm listening to this man. At first he had a black screen. He had a black screen in the video. And so he got to talking. He's talking about different books, different time. And he said, first off, he had so many different books. I had never seen that many books in my life. He said, man, he read all of these books. He read all of the books that was there. So he moved the screen and he showed me he had 3 or 4 shelves in the camera. That's not counting like what's outside the camera. And so I'm like, why do you have so many different books? He said, because if you really understand what storytelling is, everyone is telling their story in a different way, but they have points that make sense from their experience. I said, oh, we're all telling stories. We're all sharing our experience. We're all marketing. And so as he was telling me and coaching me, it was a 4-hour coaching call. Okay, it was a 4-hour coaching call, but he broke down storytelling. He broke down the importance of communication. He broke down marketing. So at the time, I didn't know it was marketing. I just thought it was learning how to share stories, learning how to share experience, learning how to share different timing. No, it was marketing, because you was marketing. You're marketing yourself in a way where others can learn more about you and what you do and how you can be more relatable. Hold on. I didn't even turn this light on right quick. Hold on. That's a rookie mistake right there. Listen. Oftentimes, we just do things and forget to do the basics. Now, I just got to go back to the basics. This is a form of marketing. If I'm talking about marketing, I need to be on on what is it called? I need to be top tier with the presentation, right? So the point that's so important, I gotta put one right there. The point is so important is that marketing is sharing what you have been through. Don't be afraid to try something new, because you try something new, it's preparing and building you up to a story. It's building your experience. It's building the learning phase, because oftentimes we just have to learn from others. We have to see and experience others' success in order for us to see that we can do it as well. But if we can't relate to this person, if we can't relate to the story, the information is useless. It's pointless. This conversation shouldn't even have been held. And so yesterday when my buddy has made that statement, he was like, he cut the story, just get straight to the points, you get straight to the facts, just get straight to the information. That's what I want to hear. That's what he said. I want to hear just the information. It's not the fact that the stories are not connecting. It's the mere fact that the stories are drawn out in a way where it has to connect. Everyone is not a good storyteller, yet when they learn how to tell stories, now they become a better marketer. See, marketing is understanding that it takes time to perfect a skill. It takes time to perfect communication. See, I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, I was listening to this guy named Les Brown. And Les Brown is a profound speaker. He's been speaking for decades. And when he get up and speak, he speak with so much enthusiasm, so much passion, so much conviction, because he understand marketing. And so when he starts sharing his story of when he was younger and he wanted to do radio, what is it called? A radio jockey. He said when he had a chance for him to get on the radio, he seized the opportunity. And the way he seized the opportunity is because the guy that was in front of him got drunk. And so when the guy got drunk, he was like, oh, Les Brown was like, yup, okay, now it's my turn. Now it's my turn. The guy that got drunk couldn't present the information on the radio well. And so the boss went to Les Brown, and then Les Brown was like, now it's my time. And in his head, he's like, now it's my time to shine. Now it's my time to shine. Then the boss asked him, he was like, do you know anyone that can fill in this position? Les Brown turned around and said, yeah, I sure do. Yes, I sure do. And in the story, as he shares, he called his mama and say, mama, I'm about to be on radio. I'm about to be on the radio. And so when I first heard it, I didn't know he was sharing a story behind the point of seizing the opportunity. And even though he shared it, it was something that was so meaningful to him, it became meaningful to me. See, marketing is sharing your experience and allowing others to see and understand your story. So as I'm in the Marine Corps, I'm listening to this video, I'm listening to this man speak, I'm just listening to him, and as he's speaking, he's marketing. He's marketing because he's sharing his story. He's sharing what he has been through. He's sharing what he's learned. So Les Brown was someone that I've learned from a distance because he was committed. He was marketing. He was sharing his story. See, as he was sharing his story, he was telling. He became good at storytelling. There's a difference between speaking, communicating, and storytelling. See, the difference is when you're speaking to someone, you're just talking with them, right? When you're communicating with one another, you're just understanding them. See, with your storytelling, now you're becoming relatable because people can see themselves in your story. Because the story doesn't have to have too many details. It has to have enough details to the point where people can see where you started, see what happened, and see where you're going and how you overcame it. See, the blueprint for storytelling is to have a hook. See, marketing, you always have to have an opening statement, an opening message, an opening story, because a story is what connects. So good at storytelling, first thing first, you need a good story. That's the first thing you need, is a good story. So the reason why you need a good story, because we have to understand that different stories relates to other people, connects with other people on different time and in different places. It just all depends on the different age, different demographics, different places, and so on and so forth. And so when I start to learn how to communicate, a good story came from my experience, but it's identifying what experience I want to pull from to share that story. See, that's when when I started my journey, I recognized this. I recognized this a couple days ago. Not necessarily a couple days ago, but a couple weeks ago. And when I was just sitting there thinking and just thinking about the thoughts and experience that I've been through, my mind really became open. It became open in a way that I wasn't prepared for. And even though I wasn't prepared for it, I let my thoughts just run. I let my thoughts just go and go all over the place. So as I'm thinking about what I've been through, when I went to this conference, it was called like a Money is Financial Conference. And this conference was just speaking about finances. And so the previous conference that I went to, it was one that I can't remember the one that I went to before. But anywho, they said before you start building your money, before you even start making your money, before you even start making the difference, you have to start working on yourself, because you have to change the way you think about yourself. You have to really personally develop for yourself. And so when I started making videos on a consistent basis, I was speaking about my divorce consistently. Consistently. It was depressing. I'm not going to lie. It was depressing. But it taught me so much. It taught me so much more. Fast forward to today. The most important thing that it taught me was that even though I went through a hard time, I was able to personally develop for myself. Personal development has to come from sitting in your misery. And when you sit in your misery, you have to learn the lessons that's there in front of you rather than negating or not paying attention to. Because if the lessons is there, is right in front of you, you're not listening, you're not watching, you're not learning from, you will never grow. And so as I was growing, I was learning how to market. I was learning how to share stories. I was learning how to storytell. And so even though I went through a hard time, the first thing that I did was personally develop over time. And even though I personally develop over time, now I understand why that's the thing that stops a lot of people from growing and achieving the things that they would have and like to accomplish. Because it's a mindset thing. Even though, as cliche as it sounds, it's a mindset thing, because the way you think about yourself matters, and the way you feel about yourself matters, and the way you see yourself matters. Reason being, because if you're not marketing to yourself first, who are you going to market to? Who are you going to have a business for? Because if you haven't personally developed within yourself, you can't see what you can accomplish. You can't feel what you can be, and you can't see what you can become. See, when I start to understand and go to these different conferences and have these different conversations, I'm learning from other people that not only have financial success, not only have healthy success, but they have personal development success. So then I'm starting to think, everyone keep talking about this personal development. I'm like, what is it? What is this personal development? Why do everybody keep speaking about it? I said, oh, I went through that. I went through personally development for myself. And now when I start to fully understand and fully be aware of what I went through, what I experienced, the lessons were so powerful, because now I'm able to share a story, a good story, because I've learned from it. I'm doing the work, and as I continue to do the work, I'm learning how to market. See, learning how to market is putting yourself out there in a way that forces you to learn, that forces you to grow, that forces you to be in a position that you're not ready for. And so how I know you're not ready for it, because it's something that you haven't even thought about. You haven't even thought about it. Marketing helps you. Marketing forces you to learn more about yourself, to learn more about your story, to learn more on how you're communicating with others. One thing that I've learned is that communication can go far if it's presented differently. So when I had this first conversation on how to speak publicly and how to speak and market myself, he's just talking. He talked for 4 hours. I asked a couple questions. And so during this time, as he was talking to me, speaking to me, he said, you want to have stories that make sense with the point that you're going to share. Because if you don't have stories that make sense for the point that you would like to share, you will lose people. You will lose people because their attention is too drawn out. It's too drawn out. So at this time, I was trying to figure out, okay, Okay, they sound good at all. Now I got to start practicing. After the call, I start practicing. I start writing down how I would like to show up or what I would like to say, what story I want to pull out. So as I'm writing down, I'm trying to think. But nothing is coming to me. I'm trying to just sit there in my thoughts, but my thoughts is not coming because I'm overthinking the process. He didn't say don't overthink your story that you're going to share. He just said just find a good story to share and then tell it with the point behind it. So as I'm just sitting there overthinking everything, I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Why is this story not even coming to me? Why am I not thinking of an experience of a point that I've been through and went through? It's because I didn't see myself telling a good story. See, it goes back to the mind and how you think about yourself, because and when you think something differently of yourself, now you can start marketing. Now you can start marketing because you're able to connect with others in a way that you was not expecting. See, having a good story is only the beginning, because a story comes from your experience. It can come from a book. It is even better when it comes from your own experience. I remember in 2022, I started reading books. And my goal for 2022 was to read 22 different books. And by the end of 2022, I was able to read 22 different books. Now, as interesting as that sounds, I wasn't even aware of the marketing that I was experiencing or going through. I just had a goal. I wanted to read 22 books. Since this year is 2022, I want to read 22 different books. So that included hard books, that included ebooks, that included digital books, that included books that I just wanted to learn from. So at this time, I was learning more about real estate. And when I was learning more about real estate, I read 22 different books about real estate. And it was so mind-opening, because I've learned that if I set my mind to something and not overthink the process, me doing the work will pay for itself. So I read 22 books in 2022. That is a marketing, what is it called? Marketing way of communicating, because it's 2022 and I read 22 different books for the year of 2022. The story and the experience came from me learning what I wanted to do. See, I wanted to learn about real estate. So as I'm learning about real estate, I start doing it inconsistently. Not consistently, but inconsistently, because I didn't show up every day. I didn't do the work every day. I didn't market myself every day. I just did it when it was convenient for me. See, marketing, you have to market yourself every single day. That's the next thing that you need to have. The second thing, set a goal. So the first thing you need to have is a story. The second thing you need to have is a goal. In 2022, I had a goal to read 22 different books, and I accomplished it. The only thing that I was missing was the work. I got all this information, but even though I got all this information, I'm not doing nothing with it. I'm not calling homeowners. I'm not having a conversation with them. I'm not cold calling them. I'm just absorbing the information. See, marketing, you have to understand, once you absorb the information, you have to put it out to others to see how it resonates with others. And see, when I start to learn this, it opened my eyes in a new, different way, because now if I have a goal, if I set a goal, I can accomplish it. Now I need to dive deeper with the goal and start taking action. That's the third thing you need to have. First, you need to have a good story. Next, you need to have a good story so you can share your experience. And once you share your experience, now you need to set a goal of the reason behind what you're doing. And when you identify the reason of what you're doing, now you can start taking action. Third thing. Can y'all see this? Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this. Third thing, take action. Take action. So, taking action is so important. It's so needed, because if I'm just taking all this information in, all these different wording and terminology and definitions that I'm taking in, I have to really fully understand how to implement and how to do what I just read. So when I had this call back in, when I had the call with the speaking coach, I had this, the camera went out. Hold on, don't leave yet. Yeah. There we go. We back now. So when I had this call with the coach, with the speaking coach, he just had so many different stories. It was so mind-blowing. I'm like, bro, how do you have so many different stories and so many different points and so many different experiences that you are able to share with me? How are you able to do this? And what it taught me is that he was maybe in his late 40s or early 50s, one of the two. He got 40 plus years of experiences, 40 plus years of stories, 40 plus years of things, different things that he's been through. So I said, oh, that makes sense. You have to go through things to gain the experience. And when you go through things to gain the experience, you have to do the things to continue to develop your story. And so when it hit me, I finally understood what marketing actually was. Not at this time, but it came to me in a different way. And when I finally understood it, marketing was the way you communicate, the way you share stories matters, because it builds a connection with others to show your relatability, that you're relatable. It shows that you're relatable because you've had hard times. You've had times that you struggle, not just necessarily you. I'm just saying, like, in general, anyone that's marketing has to go through something to connect with others, and as they're connecting with others, there's a story behind it. I mean, I was in Palomar College back in San Diego, or back when I was serving in the Marine Corps, and I took a public speaking class. So this gentleman was in his late 50s, early 60s. And so we had a 3.5-4 hour class, and he talked for the majority of it. He talked for the entirety of it. And so when he was as he was speaking, he had shared one story after the next story, after the next story, after the next. I'm just thinking to myself, bro, you are talented. How in the world are you sharing all these stories? And so as we're in class, we have an assignment where we have to get up in front of the class and speak, because it's a public speaking class. So we have to get in front of the class and speak and deliver a speech from a video or for someone that has given a previous speech back in history, back in time, so on and so forth. And so when everyone got up and spoke, everyone has a different presenter. So I had Martin Luther King Jr. This was the first time that I came across the video, What's Your Life's Blueprint? Best video ever that I've ever seen before. What's Your Life's Blueprint is on YouTube. It's a black and white video. It's about Martin Luther King speaking to some high school kids about defining your life's blueprint. And so when I print out the speech, now I had to read it from the paper. Mind you, it was difficult reading from the paper for myself, because I wasn't used to telling and sharing stories, let alone reading another person's speech, another person's presentation. So as I'm reading this and watching this video, at first I was going to impersonate him, but I was like, nah, this is doing too much. I'm just going to do myself. I'm just going to speak like me. I'm just going to deliver myself. So when I did it, I'm speaking and reciting the presentation. And as I'm speaking and reciting the presentation, I'm understanding the words in a different way, because previously I watched the video of maybe 4 or 5 times. As I'm watching the video, I'm like, oh, okay, what's your life's blueprint? Like, if you're going to be the best street sweeper, be the best street sweeper. So that was something that was in the video. So I'm like, okay. So then when I get up and present the presentation, I really learned the power of public speaking. Because I learned the power of public speaking because I was able to share the presentation, read the presentation from word to word. And it hit me, because even though it's from someone else's word, I had to be the one to do it. So now I just gained another experience that I can share with others because now I'm marketing. Now I'm marketing because I understand the power of storytelling. See, now that I understand the power of storytelling, I have to continue to tell the story. I have to continue to be a presenter. I have to continue to be a public speaker. So when I was in college and back in Pollymore, he was just talking. He was just delivering. He was just speaking because he was sharing different stories. So now that I understand the stories that he was sharing, I might not, they might have been all over the place. Yet the ones that really connected was when he got in front and started speaking in the beginning of the class. In the beginning of the class when I was like attentive, when I was paying attention to it. As he continued to go along, I'm like, yeah, man, you kind of lost me, bro. You kind of lost me. And so when I start to understand business, marketing, and learn more about it, it's not the fact that there's nothing wrong with learning. It's the mere fact that you have to learn what you are studying. You have to learn what you are doing. You have to learn and actually take action consistently in a way that's going to help you grow in the way that you're not expecting, in a way that you don't even expect. What is marketing? Great question. Let me go back to the definition. Someone just asked a great, phenomenal question. I'm going to go to the definition. So what I like to do, I like to read the definition from Google or the definition from online. So that way we can have an idea of what it actually is. So let me share my screen. Let me know if y'all can see this. Can y'all see my screen? Can y'all see my screen? Can y'all see my screen? So marketing. Someone asked a great question. Who asked that? I apologize. Hold on, let me see. How sell the product in the market? Samer. Not entirely. Yes, that's part of it. But the definition of it is the activity or business of promoting and selling products or services, including market research and advertising. So storytelling, let me come back to the screen. So right here it say marketing is more than sales. So you have a part of it. Marketing is more than sales. Marketing has sales in it, but it's more than that. How are you able to build a connection with others to get to the point where you're able to sell, to get to the place where you're able to make money from what you're presenting and promoting? To promote is to bring awareness to something. So when you're promoting and marketing yourself, you have to be good at storytelling. The reason why you're good at storytelling, because you want to be relatable to others. Once you're able to be relatable to others, now you see that storytelling come is an important factor, is important. Because you have to be good at, you have to have a good story, you have to set a goal, and you have to take action on the goal that you just set. Reason being, because if you want to share a story that you've been through, or something that you experienced, or something that you've learned, you're able to have a good story, not only just from a book, but from your experience. Your experience is the best teacher. You can't tell me what I've been through, but I can share it. Marketing is sharing my experience and connecting with others that shows that I'm relatable to others. So when I'm able to sell and pitch and market myself to the masses, now they see that I'm vulnerable. Now people and individuals see the stories and the struggles that I've been through, and experience. I said been through twice, that I have experienced and learned from. So marketing is not just about sales. Marketing is storytelling. Marketing is putting yourself out there that connects with others. Marketing is sharing your experience and having a point right behind it. For instance, I'm sharing my experience from what I've been through. And even though I went through it, I'm sharing the importance of marketing. See, marketing, when I read 22 books back in 2022, I was just learning the information. I was learning the terminology. I was learning the definition. And even though I was learning it, I wasn't acting on it because I wasn't consistent. See, there's a difference. Reading from a book and actually doing it and doing what you're studying is completely different. Completely different experience. What is the most difficult part of marketing? Storytelling. The most difficult part of marketing is storytelling. Because you have two different stories. Sometimes a story from a book is great. The Bible, I use it for a good example. So I read the Bible sometimes. I don't read it all the time, but I don't want to bestow I don't want to put my faith onto anyone. I do believe in God. I do have a relationship with Him. Furthermore, I digress. The most difficult part of marketing is storytelling. So the Bible has multiple different stories in it. I mean, one time me and my wife was reading it, and I'm like, what was you reading? What was it? Boaz and I can't remember the name. Boaz and something. But it's a story in the book. So, I mean, in the Bible. So as me and my wife was reading it, there's a story here. And as we're reading, I'm like, hold on. Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi. Yeah. Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi. So as we're reading the story, I can't remember the exact chapter, but as we're reading it, we're reading it. Then I'm like, hold on. This is a story. This, what we're reading is a story. So then I really got to thinking. I'm like, hold on. If this one story is in this book, it's in this Bible, how many other stories are here? How many other stories are being shared in this Bible, in this book? Mind you, the Bible has been around for centuries, for ages. But it's sharing stories on different individuals. I'm not a theologian. A theologian is like a preacher or something like that. I just read the Bible from time to time, okay? I just read the Bible. But Solomon, King Solomon, he was a wise man. I remember in the Bible, he kept asking for wisdom. He got the wisdom, and he got the success and responsibility that came from the wisdom. So I'm like, so this Bible has different stories. What's the purpose of telling stories? You're marketing. The most difficult thing when it comes to marketing is storytelling. There any choice between buy and sell. There any choice between buy and sell a product and market. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Any choice between buy and sell? By choice, yes. Everyone has a choice to buy something. For instance, I have a marker. I have a board. I had a choice to buy a marker and a board. I didn't necessarily need it, but I made a choice to buy it because I wanted it. I saw this video dude was speaking. He had a marker and had a whiteboard. So I'm like, huh, that'll be pretty nice. So I want this marker. Didn't nobody market this marker. I just wanted it. The difference between marking something that someone wants is the storytelling. For instance, the board. I was looking for the board. It wasn't as easy to find as the marker. The board is more difficult. Now I had to go on the journey. I had to find and discover where I need to go to buy. So now that I'm seeking the information, here's a key point. I'm seeking where this board is at. I'm seeking and looking for it. And now the store that has it is the store that's marketing to me. Have you ever just had a conversation with your friends and you was like, man, I really need this X. You're describing this X. I'm going to use this board. I really need this board, man. A board where I can write on, big enough to where you can put in a video, big enough to where you can see it, big enough to where you can actually read the words that's on there. I need this. So after the conversation, I leave and I get on my phone. And once I get on my phone, I see an ad that says, whiteboard. There's a whiteboard here, excuse me, that you can write on, that's big enough, and that you can put in your video. That's communication. Oh, you just market to me. Because I was looking for it. I was searching it. So I made a choice to buy it because I was looking for it. I was interested in it. See, messaging and storytelling helps the person that's interested in the product or service or buying something be ready to buy it when it's in front of them, when they're looking for it. You're not going to always find what you're looking for unless you be consistent. Once you be consistent, now you're able to understand that the importance of marketing. Marketing is communicating at a time where others are ready to buy anything that you have. Reason being, because you're good, you have a good story. You have a good story. You set a goal and you took action on it and put it out to the world. When you put your thoughts out to the world, when you put your thoughts in a way where you're marketing and communicating with others, now you see what's possible. You see what's possible because people are responding to you, right? People are responding to you. Same year, he asked a phenomenal question. What is marketing? And marketing is just having a story ready because you're good at storytelling. Your good stories come from you identifying what the point would be. See, and even though the point comes from the lesson of you doing, you have to be consistent enough to learn more about what you need to do to continue to get responses, to continue to market to others that's willing to listen. I hope you keep going like this. Hey, man, I appreciate it, bro. I hope you keep going like this. Hey, man, I'm just cooking up. I'm just cooking up, bro. Nah, bro, I appreciate that for sure, man. My goal is to really teach about business, marketing, and help others develop personally within themselves. So, yeah, bro, keep coming back. Keep coming back. I love the engagement, man. This right here is me marketing. This is a great example of me marketing. By me showing up consistently, not inconsistent, not taking a break one day and me showing up the next day, or me taking a break today and me showing up next week. No, I'm showing up consistently. See, I'm gonna be vulnerable right quick. I'm gonna tell another story. So today, before I even went live today, I'm thinking like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go live. I think I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I think I'm gonna take a break today. What? That's what I'm thinking. I'm self-talking myself. Out of doing a live. Main reason, because I had took a nap, took a 20-minute nap. And when I woke up, I said, ooh, that nap was good. I think I'm going to have to take another nap. I think I'm going to have to take another nap. It wasn't the fact that I needed another nap. It was the fact that I had to go do something. It's bigger than me. By it being bigger than me, I have to understand the value that I'm bringing to others come from me showing up every day. When I started doing real estate back in 2020, I wasn't consistent. I wasn't cold calling every day. Cold calling is reaching out to homeowners. I wasn't calling them. No, I'm sorry. Cold calling is reaching out to someone that's not expecting your call. So I'm calling on Monday. And then when I call on Monday, I call next Monday. That's not progress. That's not growth. That's inconsistent action. And so the next point I want to hit on is understanding that you have to be consistent. I was gonna spell consistent wrong. Hold on. B con S I S T E N T. I believe that's how you spell consistent. If it ain't, then hey, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Okay. I appreciate it, right? The next point, I'm sorry, I lost the train of my thought. Next point is to be consistent. Whenever you decide to do something for yourself, you have to fully commit to it. Yes, days gonna be rough, moments gonna be hard, times gonna be rough, but it's understanding that there's a process behind everything that you have to go through. On my phone, I was looking for a particular video, a particular picture, but I couldn't find it. So I'm like, okay, where is this video at? So mind you, I've been making videos and content for last 4 years. So in my phone, I have a lot of different videos. I have a lot of different videos of me speaking, of me posting, of me doing things. That's a lot of videos. So now I'm scrolling, looking for this video or this picture. I'm like, do I have this picture? I don't know if I have it. I just know I have a lot of pictures. I just know I have a lot of videos. So as I'm scrolling, I stop and I click a video. I said, huh. I remember when I did that video. That video was like 2 years ago. But you can see the growth. I'm like, all right, okay. Close that out. Scroll up again, trying to look for the video. Huh, you go another memory. Clicked it, opened it up. I said, huh, I remember this one. This was back in 2022. Okay, close that out. Then I'm scrolling, looking. I'm looking for something particular, something specific, but I'm not able to find this one picture that I'm looking for. But I'm able to find the memories. I'm able to see different stories and different experiences that I've been through. So understanding what marketing is just sharing the experience that you have went through. How can I share everything that I've been through, keep going through things? Because at different times, different stories will come out. And this is how you tell a good story, because the story that's meant to come out, meant to be delivered, is the one that's going to come out because you're open to developing yourself. You're open to communicating. You're open to marketing. See, marketing is understanding that your experience is the best teacher. Because no one can tell you what you have been through. As much as I would like to make up a story, I believe it would be a lot difficult for me. Nah, I'm gonna give it a try. Hold on. I'm gonna give it a try. I'm gonna try to make up a story on the spot. Without my experience. I'm trying to make up a story without my experience and just tell a fiction or something that's not true. Story for like 2 minutes. Hold on. Let me see. Let me put me on the spot. Hold on. It's okay. There once was this guy. Hold on. Oh, there once was this guy named Terrell. Yeah. Okay. There once was this guy named Terrell. And he was learning about things that he was interested in, and he never started taking action on it because he wasn't aware of the work that needed to be done. And so he's learning, he's studying, he's open to new information, and the new information that's there is not helping him. So even though Terrell is looking and studying the information, he's not taking action on it. So is he really learning the information that he's reading, or does he have paralysis analysis? By paralysis analysis, he's just learning too much information. See, understanding that it's okay to learn, that you have to learn a new skill, and you also have to mess up what you're learning. So as Terrell is learning new information, he's not taking action because he's afraid to mess up. He's afraid to be embarrassed. He's afraid to show up consistently. And so as he learning more, that's the only thing that he's doing. He's just only learning. He's just only learning because he's not ready. Or at least he don't think he's ready to start. And so when he doesn't start, he's not able to grow. Oftentimes, we have to be ready to grow for ourselves in order to learn the lessons that we need to walk through for ourselves. Hello, talk to me nice. How was that story? Talk to me nice. If not today, then tomorrow, you will be famous on YouTube. Appreciate it, dog. Appreciate that. If not today, then tomorrow, you will be famous on YouTube. That means I can help more people. That means I can connect and help others build for themselves. So I appreciate that, dog. I appreciate that. But let me know in the comment how I just did on that storytelling, dog. There's a process behind everything. There's a process behind marketing. Marketing is really just sitting within yourself, sitting and being open to any experience that you have been through, that you haven't gone through, that you will go through. Because when you go through, it's not the end of the world. You're learning more. It's okay to learn more as you're doing what you know, what you need to learn. See, I was talking to my brother the other day, and he was telling me. He said, man, Terrell, he said, bro, you courageous. You're brave. He said, when you just get online, when you get to talking to the camera, you just like you've been doing it for years. Like you're so comfortable doing it. I said, Tim, man, that's his name. That's my brother's name. I said, Tim, you got to think about it, bro. I've been doing it for the last 4 years. So I've had a lot of practice. A lot of practice. When I first started, 5 minutes felt like an hour. 30 seconds felt like 30 minutes. But I kept showing up. I kept showing up. I kept showing up. See, even though it's hard to show up when you don't know all the answers, as I'm showing up, I'm learning the answers. I'm learning the information. I'm learning the results. I'm learning what I need to go through. So that way, when the information get presented, I'm able to accept it. Where you from? I'm in Florida, but originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. And the reason why marketing, go back to the banking, babe. She asks, what's the most difficult part about marketing? Your story isn't good enough. You don't have a goal. You don't have a point behind the story. And most importantly, you're not consistent. I'm sorry. You're not taking action. You're not taking action on it. Reason being, because when you have a goal for yourself, you're not just completing it and accomplishing for yourself. You're accomplishing for others to see your journey. Because, yeah, you're just seeing me today, but what about 4 years ago? I wasn't that good. I was not that great. But I was learning. I was learning. I was growing. I was developing. See, I personally developed because that's when I understood that I wanted more for myself. I didn't know what more was, but I was committed to finding what this more was. See, when I learned the process of communicating, of talking to a camera, of marketing, I started to be more consistent with it. Because now a business can come from this. Now marketing can come from this. Now marketing can help me grow and start making money from this. One, because I'm putting myself in situations that's forcing me to grow. That's forcing me to learn. The last point I want to hit on before this even in, last point I want to hit on is to first be good at storytelling, be consistent, and show up. Show up. The last one is so hard. It will be difficult, but it won't be impossible. So when I was playing football, and we had days when we was working out hard. I'm talking about we was lifting our max. My max at the time wasn't that much. It's probably like 190, for bench, incline, maybe 170. You know, it wasn't a lot of weight, but it was heavyweight at the time. So I remember we'd get done working out in the morning, then we'd go run, and then we'd go back and actually practice, have full contact with offense and defense. And so we had to do that Monday, and then we had to do it again Tuesday, and then we had to do it again Wednesday, and then we had to do it again Thursday, and then Friday, if it wasn't during the season, it was, you had to do it Friday too. Oh, don't forget about Saturday. You got to have practice Saturday. So mind you, the intensity that's going on, that's going through the practices, that's a lot of workout. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of timing. That's a lot of pain. That's a lot of learning. That's a lot of growing. That's a lot of running. But you develop as you be consistent. As you continue to show up and do the work for yourself, you're learning how to do and perfect your skill. I wasn't always great. I had to learn how to be great. I wasn't always good. I had to learn how to be good. I wasn't always great at showing up. Even though I was there present, mentally I was not there. So I had to learn how to show up for myself. How to show up when times are hard and practice is tiring. How can I show up for myself? Not only for myself, but for my team. See, when I understood that I just need to show up every day. Not necessarily show up and just be there, but show up and just do the work. Show up and be consistent. Just show up over time and something's going to come from this. Something's going to come from this because you're able to develop more within yourself. So when you're developing more, you're becoming consistent. You're becoming consistent. And when you become consistent, now you're showing up. Showing up is the hardest because it's starting that stops a lot of people from doing it. It's starting. How did you start when you don't even know where to begin? Great question. Someone asked it. Someone's thinking about it. How do you show up when you don't know where to start? Have an idea. Turn off the live now. No one is going to watch. I may also be leaving. Hey, man. Just come back. Just come back. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet, bro. Just come back. I'll be here. If I ain't, just join tomorrow. So when I learned how to show up, it taught me that consistency pays off. Not inconsistent work. Not work that doesn't... Hello.
Hello.
Camera went off. Camera went off because it knew I was about to spit some fire. Yeah, there we go. So when I show up, I learned that consistency pays off. Consistency pays off because the work has to be... Ooh, I just bit my tongue. Woo-wee. I just bit my tongue. You ever been talking and bit your tongue? I think I'm talking too much then. That ain't what it mean. But listen, as I continue to show up, I continue to learn more about what I need to do and why I'm doing a particular thing. See, marketing is communicating not only just about sales, but it's about your story. It's about what you have been through. It's about the experience because now you're relatable to others. Marketing is demonstrating how relatable you can be. Marketing is communication. You have to communicate with others. You have to communicate with others to even make sales and money. Because if you're not communicating, you're not showing up. You're not showing up. See, marketing is more than sales because there's so much more that goes in with marketing. Let's go back over the definition before we end. The definition of marketing is... Can y'all see this? Definition of marketing. Excuse me. The activity or business of promoting and selling products or services, including market research and advertising. Let me come back to the screen. So marketing is just bringing awareness of something that you're doing or something that you would like to sell. I remember when I was younger, we was cutting yards. Me and my brothers was going around cutting yards. No. I remember when I was younger, when I was about to start cutting yards. I didn't start. I wanted to. I had the thought and the idea. I had to go get a lawnmower. I had to walk around the neighborhood and ask, hey, do you need your yard cut? Hey, can I be the one to cut your yard? So I probably knocked on two different doors. Maybe five, no less than five. But I was inconsistent with it. Just imagine if I went to five different doors every single day, I could have cut some yards. I didn't really want it back then. It was too much work for me. I was playing football, going to school, working. I said, yeah, that might not be the best option for me right now. Right now at this point, it might not be the best option, which is okay. But I've been developing this whole entire time. My whole entire life, I've been learning more about what I need to do. Marketing is a thing that has to be studied, learned, and understood every single day. So if this is your first time listening to something about marketing, don't stop here. Don't stop here. Continue to learn about it because it start making sense the more you learn about something. So don't stop here. Continue to learn about it. And as you continue to learn about it, you'll be more well-equipped on the studies of marketing. So to recap the video before we end, marketing is more than sales because one, you have to be good at storytelling. You have to have stories that connect, and as they connect, they have to have a point right behind them. Two, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. Even though it will be challenging, you have to be consistent. And when you're consistent, now you're showing up, not only for yourself, but for others that need your message, that need your information, that would like to grow. So, Sam, you're asked, tomorrow at what time? Hey, man, great question. Tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the time we're going to live tomorrow. I appreciate y'all for joining in. Make sure you share this live with someone that's interested in business, personal development, marketing. Share this video with them and say, hey, you really need to learn this because I know you're starting a business. I know you want to start marketing yourself. I know you want to personally develop. This video will help you more. Say that. I promise you they'll watch it. I promise you they'll watch it. Because now you are marketing to help them better their sales as well. So I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all join back tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And marketing, and remember, marketing is more than sales, because you have to start sharing the stories and experiences you've been through. I appreciate y'all.